Third quarter about to begin. Warsaw trailing 29-16. It's Warsaw basketball coming to the near end here as we start the third. Next up for the girls next Saturday, Northridge will be in town. You heard Lenny Krebs say in the pregame show that this becomes the first practice for that game. That is a 6:15 JV start. Our airtime will be 7:15. Normally we'd go on at 7:25, but we're going at 7:15 next Saturday because the 2004 team's coming home for this game on the 20th anniversary of their great run through their great season. Started the season number one, ended the season number two, made it all the way to the state championship game, winning that just unforgettable semi-state game in overtime at home against Valparaiso. We'll get to hang out with them a little bit next Saturday. We hope that you'll come and join us. And that will be on News Now Warsaw again starting at 7:15. Well, let's see what the Lady Tigers can do here. Down by 13, starting the final 16 minutes of play. And it's the five that started the game. Zartman, Neely, Bricker, Winchester, and Chastain. Bricker on the weave, sees some space, drives in, shoots it up, and scores. Bricker with seven, Warsaw trails by 11. And that's a nice quick basket and a high percentage shot. But even those shots haven't been getting in for Warsaw through the first six quarters of the day. Warsaw back into a 1-2-2 zone defense. And Jeffersonville seems very confused. Callaway, right wing, holding against Chastain at the top marble, left side open and shooting is Mason for three. Again, she had 2 3-pointers all season. She's got three in this game, one each quarter. Each team scores a basket. Warsaw loses ground. It's 32-18. Winchester dumps it into Neely in the block. He gets Mason. She'll turn and score. Neely with her first two of the game and only her fourth and fifth points of the day. Johnson up the baseline all the way out to Marble. Into the corner. Open. Johnson three. No good. Weak side rebound. Chastain for the Lady Tigers. Warsaw gets a stop. Here comes Bricker. Up ahead, right wing Neely, right in front of the Warsaw bench. Drives in, kicks it across to Chastain. Chastain makes a good move and drives in and scores. Chastain getting it hard to the hoop. And it's 32-22. Timeout, Jeffersonville. It's a full timeout. We're going to keep it here with 6:35 left to go in the third quarter. Jeffersonville's lead is down to 10 at 32-22. The boys basketball team plays tomorrow at Harrison in Lafayette. We'll have JV and varsity coverage beginning at 12:55 on News Now Warsaw. So while the team heads back up State Road 15 to head home, I'll be zipping around to I-65 and headed towards Chicago. Spend the night in a lovely hotel in the Lafayette area and then broadcast the boys' JV and varsity games tomorrow. Be interesting to see how they come out of the holiday break. The way they went in was pretty noteworthy. Lose to Wawasee on Friday night, then come back and hang 86 and win by 40 over South Bend, Washington on Saturday at Grace. And then a few nights later, go to Carroll and score 75 there and win in a game that was tied going into the final 8 minutes. So I think we're all at least curious about how Matt Moore's team will be when things load up on Saturday afternoon. Jeffersonville with the ball after the timeout. Callaway on the baseline, inside Johnson, across to Marble, out top to Mason. They'll swing it all the way around back to Johnson. Down in the block, inside Johnson, got free and scores. Down in the post, Warsaw went for the steal, didn't get it. 34-22, Jeffersonville by 12. 2 minutes into the third. Neely inside Winchester got free and scores. Winchester now with eight. Warsaw 34-24 trailers to the Red Devils, who are 8-8 on their season. Again, Warsaw needs zone defense. Mason, right sideline, down toward the corner to Marble. Marble inside to a kind of Galloway shot blocked by Winchester, and Zartman comes out of there with it. She feels pressure around. She waits for everybody to fly on by, then walks up into a three-pointer and got it. She made Jeffersonville think that she was going to stop and run an offense. She pulled up for a 25-footer and knocked it in, and the lead is 7 now for Jeffersonville, 34-27. Far side for Mason. Back out top. Driving left is Renee. Off balance shot, no good. Back tapped out. Grabbed by Mason. They get a reload. Marble from the volleyball line thought about the shot, didn't take it. Mason down to the corner. Callaway for 3, no good. Rebound tipped, and Bricker comes out of there with it and had it knocked away. Down inside to Renee. Shot blocked by Winchester. Back up, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Winchester touched it last. Oh. It's one of those, I don't know how you listen to games at home, but when I'm here, I just want to reach out and grab the ball for them and help them out. They're working so hard and trying so hard. Things just aren't working right. Callaway at the free throw line. Boatwright just checked in. She's got it left elbow now to Mason. Mason off a screen, slipped it inside to Boatwright. Turns on Chastain and forced it up and missed it. Winchester gets the rebound and she's fouled. Foul called on Boatwright, her first. Well, maybe this is the moment. Warsaw is down by 14 there at the moment, down by 7 with 4:50 left to go in the third. Trying to put together a run here and get back in this game. Bricker walks it up. Needs to hurry to get across the timeline to beat the 10 count, and did. Now picks up her dribble in a bad spot. Got it to Neely. Jeffersonville showing a trap in the left corner. Winchester open for 3. No good. Weak side rebound. Foul called on Bricker. Jocelyn over the top. An obvious and easy call to make. Her second. Team's first of the second half. Out of bounds to Jeffersonville. Now Warsaw's trapping. Renee. Across the line, Marble, long pass down to the left corner, inside. Oh, good defense there in the post. Winchester knocked it off the baseline and out of bounds. Mason trying to feed it down into Boatwright. Mason will throw it in baseline left at the far end, the west end of this beautiful building that holds about 3,500 fans. Down the lane, good pass. Boatwright wide open for 2. Well set up by Johnson. Boatwright's got 4, 36-27. Winchester. Out of Bricker, left side Dartman, wide open, 20-footer, no good. Long rebound grabbed by Renee, and they've got the rebound headed the other way. Johnson down to the left baseline, lost the ball, got it back, stumbles in the lane, off-balance shot is good. And just like that, all the gains Warsaw made, they've given back a lot of it. It's 38-27, Jefferson back up by 11. Neely, left side Dartman, out to Bricker in the center circle. Surveys the scene. Everybody just kind of takes a breath while the clock is running. Bricker dribbles toward the right wing, then backs out. Not a Neely between the circles. They try to run push down. Bricker steps out, fakes the 3, runs the baseline, threw a one-handed pass inside, and threw it right to Jeffersonville. Stolen by Renee. She'll stumble down the lane, put it up, miss it, foul called. Warsaw's not learned their lesson, and it's not one girl that's doing it. It's the whole bunch of them. The one-handed pass thing has got them into a lot of trouble in the last couple of weeks. They call the foul on Bricker. Her second, Renee shoots 2. And the first one is way short. Villema in, Chastain out. With 3:18 to go in the third. Championship game is coming up. Center Grove and Brownsburg. Second one's up. That one rolls in. Renee's got 7 off the bench for Jeffersonville. It's 39-27. Bricker quickly the other way. Back to Winchester. Open from 20. It's in and out. And the rebound's grabbed by Renee. Renee for Jeffersonville. Down court to Johnson. Johnson back out to Renee. Now they'll swing it around left corner. Marble for 3. It's good. Her third three-pointer of the game. She's got 11. And it's back up to a 15-point lead. 42-27. Bricker out top Villema. Near side for Neely. She shoots a 3. That's no good. Rebound grab by Mason. And she threw the outlet right to Bricker. Bricker down inside. Finds a cutting Neely. Hard to the rack. And she missed the layup. Winchester the rebound, though. Winchester trying to yank it out of there. And finally, a whistle and a foul is called. Let's see who they got for the foul. There were a couple of Lady Red Devils there. Foul is on Renee. That's her third. It's a non-shooting foul. Kelsey ran into the game for Bricker for the Lady Tigers. Winchester to throw it in. Into the corner for Wren. Up the wing for Villema. to the free throw line. Winchester cuts in, couldn't shoot. Villema around to Wren. Wren back to the top. Zartman will turn and shoot a three and miss it. Long rebound grab by Mason for Jeffersonville. They've got the ball and a 15-point lead. Johnson up the baseline, ran out of space, into the right corner. Maple shoots and hits again. Marble with a three-pointer. Timeout, Lady Tigers. And it's a full timeout, and that's last timeout of the full variety for Warsaw. 2:06 to go in the third. Jeffersonville 45, Warsaw 27. Back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw is making a run. Oh, look at this. They pass the ball down long. Villema gets fouled on the way in. Warsaw set up like they were in the half court on offense at the other end. And Jeffersonville defended them on the backside. And then right as they gave the ball to Neely, she threw the ball down the court. Villema got to it, got fouled, and then missed the free throw. Warsaw got it to within 7. And now it's 18. That one's up and good. Villema, again, had not scored before today this season. This is her fourth game of the year after missing the first 10 games with that stress fracture. At the top, Mason. Mason, backdoor pass underneath Marble. Back to Mason, left corner, shoots for three. Rimming, no good. Johnson the rebound. Back up, no good. Rebound grabbed by Zartman for the Lady Tigers. Zartman races down the middle of the floor, kicks the pass to Villema, back out to Winchester. Winchester fakes, triple teamed, out to Wren. Wren dribbles from far side to near, then back out to Neely. Neely, now to Villema. Back out to Neely, left side to Winchester. Steps into the elbow, looking back door, finds Neely cutting inside, she banks it in. Alexis with 4 in the quarter in the game, and it's 45-28 Jeffersonville. 9 minutes, 10 seconds left to play in the game. Marble throws it out for Mason. Mason against Villema. Johnson had the ball knocked off her knee, but she was able to get to it quickly. Johnson had a little trouble, hands off to Marble. Marble off a high screen, now to Renee. Renee against Winchester, crosses over, beats her down the lane, dumped it inside, and a layup. Johnson just standing down there waiting for the ball. No rotation by the Lady Tigers. Up the baseline goes Wren. Back out for Villema. Out of Zartman between the circles. Near side for Neely. Neely dumps it inside on the block. Zartman banked it. No good. Wren tries for the rebound. Couldn't get it. Tipped it out of bounds. It belongs to Jeffersonville. With 28 seconds left to play here in the third quarter. Warsaw played much better in the first 4 minutes of this third. The last 4 minutes have been a nightmare. Brene across the line. Jeffersonville holding for the last shot. They've got the ball, the arrow, and a 17-point lead. Brene against Sartman. The count is on. Brene dribbles down the lane. Fakes at the free throw line. Picks up her dribble. Needs help. Gets rid of it to Marble. Marble with 6 seconds. Now 5. Mason. Backdoor cut, open is Renee, shot no good, got her own rebound, shot off the bottom of the rim, and we've completed three quarters. Jeffersonville 47, Warsaw 30. We start the fourth in 60 on News Now Warsaw.